Blog Talk Radio.
Who they talking about? They talking about me, Serena Speaks. A hot new show coming to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. The king of the South. So you can say, I'm the queen. Bring you nothing but the best and the hottest talent from around the world. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm about to speak. Are you listening? Of course you are.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Serena Speaks. I'm your host, Serena, and today I have a fabulous show planned for you. Miss Angela Carswell, who is the director, writer, and producer of a hit play called The 11th Hour. And I'm sorry, you guys, I just ran in from rehearsal for another hit play. Well, it's not a play, it's a show, the Mike Being Live show, and which is going to be filmed soon. And it's going to be kind of like a comic variety show. Do you remember, you guys remember In Living Color? It's going to be like that, Saturday Night Live and Living Color, like that. So it's going to be fun, and the characters are going to blow you away. And me not giving too much out, you want to, if you like to laugh, you want to be there in the building at the Porter Sanford building. It's in Decatur, and you guys will love it. Just Google Porter Sanford, and the address, everything's going to come up. It's in Decatur. You're going to love it. So please come out and show your support of Serena Speaks. If you're coming out, just because I asked you, please show your support, family, friends, fans. Show your support. I would really, really, really appreciate that. You guys rock. Also, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody in the independent industry. I'm doing a lot right now, but we are about to begin the show. And I just want you guys to enjoy it, to like it. And that's the only thing that I'm really concerned about. And we're going to invite our guests into the show. I'm trying to get everything ready. Again, I just came in, so I'm trying to talk while I'm doing everything. So, okay. Miss Angela Carswell is just starting her own, a new show for her, and it is a great show. It's Good Radio. That's a new radio station, and I think it's a show, and she's going to be a host or either the producer of that show. She's going to have to come in and tell us more about that. And I am very excited to have her, hoping I don't get stood up, because I rushed right home. I didn't even stop by Kroger to get my gas. And you guys, I want to give Kroger a shout-out also. I always get my gas from them. And if you have your Kroger Plus card, why not stop and get gas? You're going to get some off, a percentage off. So you're going to be able to, you know, save from your grocery, the purchases from your grocery, you automatically get discounts on your gas. So shop at Kroger and also get your gas from there. It just makes more sense. Yes, gas is $2.19 in some places. I've seen some for $2.09. I've seen some for $1.99. But with your Kroger Plus card, you're saving like up to 20%, 20 cent on a dollar. So you can get gas way cheaper, like for $2 here in Metro Atlanta or $1.99 or whatever. So shop, I'm telling you, it pays off. Mike Ben is awesome. His directing skills, oh my goodness, he does everything. He's better and bigger than a triple threat. He did a choreograph move tonight, and he's not even a choreographer. He did a dance move. He choreographed a dance tonight that was awesome, and he was jamming, and he was jigging, and I loved it. And I hope you guys, I know you guys are going to love it, too. I just need for you to come and see what's going on. Okay, Miss Carswell hasn't came, called in yet. Let's see if we can get some people on here. The Mike Ben Live Show is just going to be awesome. It really is. It's going to be awesome. Sometimes we have a large variety of talent in that show. And me just being there, just little bitty on me. All these people that went to school and did all this big stuff. And it's just me, just on a mustard seed. You guys just don't know what that means to me. On a mustard seed. Nothing but God. Jesus. 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 And, you know, this is, I can't pretend to love God as much as I do. I can't pretend to love Jesus as much as I do. It's ingrained in me. It's part of me. Like, I just couldn't exist without him. So, you know, I'm not going to apologize for calling out his name or his father or the angels that surround him. I just want you guys to love him as much as I do. And I know there's so many people out there that do. I know there's so many people out there that's lost. But God will help you find your way. You're never too lost for him. You're just right. So when someone else is putting you down, telling you you're not good enough, God will never tell you that you are not good enough. God will never put you in a place that he can't bring you through. God would never take you somewhere when he didn't expect to rise you to the precipice of greatness and pull you full-fledged ahead. Something that you just can't understand is his love, is his knowledge, his peace. He's just amazing, and he will show you your wrong ways when you don't see it. And when you do see it and just don't care, he will show you, I see you. I see you. I know what you're doing. And stop it. Or you will face my wrath. We are all human. No one will ever be what Jesus was. There's only one him. And this is not Chris Brown in the club with Usher and Rick Ross. This is God, the maker of all makers, the man of all man, the super being of all beings. It's God, and he loves us. And I can't state that enough. I can't exude it enough how good he is and how he will bring you through. So, I don't know. Just believe. Believe. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you put your heart into, do it. Nothing and no one can stop you but yourself. But yourself. I waited 25 years. 26 years now, to step out on faith. And this is what I had in my heart ever since a little girl. And I'm here. I'm doing it. Yay! And it's amazing me, the people, the caliber of people that I'm around, the type of things that I'm doing, seeing stuff like Flash, like seriously, like I'm in an environment where it just reminds me of Flash, you know, Flash Dance. I mean, no, Fame. Fame, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly. Oh, man, I love it. Baby, remember my name. Fame. oh, well, I make myself laugh. I can't make anyone else laugh. But fame, is it comes with a price. And we all have to be willing to, well, we all have to be willing to pay the price. It comes at a price. It comes at a price of love sometimes if you're not with the right person that's going to stand by you when you have to be at these rehearsals and when you have to cross different states and don't know how you're going to get there. We need someone who's going to love you when you say, baby, I got to go to L.A. or Florida or New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have that counterpart that's willing to do or die for you. And not die in that sense, but just give you a part of himself, his life, and really, really, really accept yours. Like, you really have to have that soulmate. And you really have to, I don't know, you just have to know what's important. And this is what happened to me. I gave my life to this man that I did not supposed to be with. I did not belong with. He had no drive. His drive was the streets and weed. And my drive was TV, movies, plays. That was me. Drama, theatrics, just amazing. That's me. I'm amazing, and I love being me. And a lot of people love me being me. And I almost asked myself, why? Why do they love me? Like, I don't know these people, or I don't know why they're feeling the way they do. Like, why do they love me? Why do they want to be around me? And it wasn't that they loved me. It was just that they want to be around me because I give them something that others don't. Or, you know, they're having a bad day and I make them laugh so hard they just want to cry. And I just say, cry it on out. Cry it on out. Show your feelings. I wear my feelings on my sleeve. Like, I love being me and I love people knowing how I feel about them. And that's just about it. Like, I love people. And I want people to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, I just want people to be happy, to be, feel love, to feel emotions and just know different things. Is sometimes things are not for you. If it's not for you, it's not for you. You can't make it be. It just won't fit. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to fit a triangle into a circle, a square. You just square into a circle. You just can't. You can't. So just love yourself. Now, I'm going to promote that every day. Every time you hear me on air, like, love yourself. Love yourself more than anyone because God is so good and he will love you more than anyone else ever could. But first and foremost, you have to love yourself, and people see that love you have for yourself and they cling to you because they want that love. It's like a light in a dark tunnel. So, you know, it's beautiful, really. It's beautiful. And that's all I just want you guys to know. Love yourself. And I just seen a glimmer of light from Miss Angela Carswell, and I hope that she calls in and bless us with her presence. Okay. She's late. I'm not going to blame her or anything like that because, hey, I was late. I wasn't late, but I was rushing. I was really rushing, trying to get home. And we have 14 more minutes live on air, 30 more minutes in all, 29 more minutes in all. if you call in. But if you've called in, then you're going to be live with us throughout the show, the remainder of the show. And and if you're not called in and you're just listening, when it cuts off, it's going to immediately shut down. And give it like a few seconds, almost a minute, and you just click on the link or go to Blog Talk Radio, search Serena Speaks, or better yet, just go to www.serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, .com, www.serenaspeaks.com, and all of my shows are there. And it's a lot of more interesting things on my website that you might like, but all of my shows are there, including this one right here playing right now. You can listen to it right now at www.serenaspeaks.com. I'm also on Google Play. Check me out. You guys are really love the things that I'm trying to do. I haven't did a lot of things that I want to do because I'm waiting on funding. So I don't have sponsors or anything like that right now. A lot of people pulled out when I got sick. So I got to build up the business trust because people know what I can do, but you have to be constant, consistent, and that's what I'm trying to do. But they also understand you can't stop Mother Nature, like far as your body or fate, you know. So they're just trying to see, am I going to die or am I going to fight hard enough to be here? Because it is my heart, and you can't control that. If it stops, it just stops. You know, it's your ticker, and you have to have it to live. So we're going to have Miss Angela Carswell in our remainder of the show, and I'm actually excited about that, yeah. But she's going to be our last part of the show. I'm glad I brought in, you know, positivity and God in this production. We're going to welcome my guest. Hi, Miss Carswell.
Hi, how are you, Serena? Serena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for your patience with me. We were just wrapping up rehearsal.
Oh, awesome. I remember, and guess what? I was coming from rehearsal also, so I truly understand. I really do. I'm doing a production of the Mike Benn Show, so I understand, especially when it's crunch time. Oh, my goodness. I give you guys so much respect in theater. I really like film and television more after my first experience with No More Strength. I mean, wow, like it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of intelligence. It's a lot of talent that goes on in a theater production. People just don't know how hard it is. But I give
That's
you
true.
Like, the biggest utmost respect. So tell
Thank
me
you.
A little about you. I know we're short for time, but I just want to know more about who this powerhouse is that is Miss Carswell. I just want to know more about you.
Well, Serena, first of all, I just want to say thank you for doing what you do for a living as a radio show host and giving people an opportunity and a platform to, you know, share and inspire other people. I'm flattered, honestly. I'm so used to bragging on my cast. I just never really, I'm prepared to speak on myself, but I'll do it today. I'll be happy to. I got my start as an educator. I used to work in higher education recruiting students for a number of years. And I did that all the way until the point to where I just felt like it was time for a change. And I left corporate America back in 2010 kind of on a wing and a prayer to pursue my dream of being an event planner. And I was so adamant about it that inside of the first year of event planning, I did 112 events. And that drew some radio interest. And the infamous D. Hill of the D. Hill Radio Show over at Love 860 invited me to come out and be a guest. D is the bomb. So when I went out
really
to be a guest
is.
On her show, isn't she cool? I love D.
Sure.
So anyway, I went out to be on her show, and when I did the broadcast, the producer of her show said, hey, you really should consider using radio as a platform to promote your events. You could be your own radio host. And I was like, nah, that's not really for me. You know, like, nah, that ain't me. I'm an event planner. So a couple of weeks later, a different host overheard my show when I was on DeHeel, and he invited me out as well, Flavor in Your Ear. So I went to Flavor in Your Ear show, did the same thing. It was the same producer. And the producer was like, okay, so you're back, really? And you don't think you're supposed to be in radio? I said, okay, well, okay. Let me see what y'all are talking about. So later on, the general manager over at Love 860 contacted me and said, hey, I'd like to sit down and have a meeting with you. Long story short, by the time the meeting was over with, I had my own radio program. Now, this is where a big segue happened. This is when the big turnpike changed. Literally, 2 weeks into having my own show, the general manager approached me and says, hey, we can't get any of our radio show hosts to agree to do this program or to bring on this guest that really wants some radio time. She's a human trafficking survivor, and I was wondering if you would like to have her on your show. And I was like, a human trafficking survivor? Yeah, cool. I was just excited to have a guest. I know you feel me on that.
Really real?
They are real. Yes. They are real. Yes, they are real.
Yes,
so I was like, I didn't even really.
I do.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm glad to have a guest, so go ahead and hook it up. Anyway, big long story short, I interviewed the human trafficking survivor, and that's when my life changed from being, let me do these events, to becoming an activist and really caring about, you know, taking care of people who have been disenfranchised and victimized. And that's how all of this, now was born. Nothing but God.
Nothing but God. Wow. It touched you that much.
It did. I just about couldn't function. It was haunting me at night. I was really disturbed and undone by the stories that I'd heard. And I thought this was something that happened way far and away, even though it should matter, even if it's somewhere far away. But I thought it was something that was an epidemic way far away. I really had no idea it was happening domestically and much less right here in Atlanta, Georgia, more than anywhere else in the United States. So I was like, okay, you know what? Wow. Let me go ahead and try to do something about it. So I approached my business partner and my brother, Reggie Love Quezon. And I told Reggie about what I was thinking of doing. Reggie Love.
Yes.
I said, Reggie, I have this idea. Hey, that's my dude. I said, Reggie, that's my big brother. I said, listen. I said, I'm thinking about doing something to bring awareness to human trafficking, but it's got to be something that happens over and over again and that people can attach to, because no one's going to want to sit and listen to me whine about human trafficking. It's got to be bigger than that, you know? So, of course, it was.
And when you hear how young the girls are that they're doing it to,
The average age is literally from the ages of 11 to 14, and that is just devastating to me when you're that little. So I said, okay, we've got to do something about this. So I casted a group of young ladies around that age category in my stage production, Rimshot Urban Musical, and the entire point was to bring awareness to human trafficking through the theatrical arts. And Rimshot was born. That was back in 2012.
Okay, and that's what I was
going to
ask. That was your actual first production, right?
Yes, it was. Rimshot Urban Musical has a pretty decent following. We've been from Macon, Georgia, to Alabama, to Washington, D.C., and we've had several dates here in Atlanta, Georgia. And people are very receptive to hearing about human trafficking. And so that's what we did.
Because
the play really I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it touches them because it's so unbelievable. And you just can't believe, you know, that's going on. It's just so unbelievable.
It's like a horror story.
Have you ever met create a group or something? Have you ever met people that have similar stories to her?
100%. All the time. I've had human trafficking survivors that come to me from all different sources. I've even had male human trafficking survivors come to me. I've had so many different stories that people have presented. As a matter of fact, every time I ever do a play, at the end of the play, inevitably, someone's going to come along, and they're going to share their story with me. In one way or another, someone's been victimized. And I feel like this is my ministry, really. There's even people inside of my cast are human trafficking.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty
It's intense. It really is. It's the parents' worst nightmares, but those poor girls.
Yeah. It can be a little bit heartbreaking. We have to do something about it. You know, in order to make, to create change, we have to insist on change. And we can't, you know, we can't
be
passive about it. Yeah, we definitely have to be proactive. So one of my cast members, Nazar, who's been with me from the very beginning, is standing here looking at me like, really, AC, you're on the phone. But I'm on a radio show right now. And Nazar, he says if it was anything else, he might not be as forgiving. But he is one of our, I consider him an abolitionist and literally he is a phenom and a griot. He's amazing.
I read about him.
And he helped
him,
tell our story.
Yeah, and I read about him being in Rimshot. I think he was in Rimshot also, wasn't he?
Yes, he's been in Rimshot, and he's actually in our new stage production as well, The 11th Hour.
Exactly, and that's where we're coming to play it. I wanted to know, is it a big difference in his character from Rimshot to The 11th Hour?
You know what, I would
argue
that... He has, well, in the 11th hour, he's all-knowing both times. He is an incredible actor that has the ability to kind of channel a lot of who he is in the natural into his role. As a matter of fact, if you have a second, I'd love for him to explain that process.
I would love to hear from him.
Okay, just a moment.
But on the radio is, how different or similar are your characters?
Okay, peace.
Hi, Nazir.
How are you?
All right, I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, man, everything is excellent. You know, I'm just so blessed just to, you know, be in a position that I'm at in life right now, so I have no complaints about anything.
Okay, I can't wait to meet you Saturday. I will be at you guys' big premiere, and I'm hoping everyone else that hears this broadcast and heard it before actually get a chance to get out and see such a powerful production, and it is the first of its class. So please get out and be a part of a movement, because this is truly a movement, and you are in your 11th hour, whether you believe it or not. Nazir, what is your character?
Yes, ma'am.
In the 11th hour?
Okay. Well, my character in 11th hour, and, you know, just so we can be correct, my name is actually pronounced Nazar.
Your name is what now? I'm sorry.
Pronounced Nazar.
Nazar. I'm sorry.
Nazar.
I never meant any disrespect. Nazar.
Oh, no. No, I understand. It's like when you see the name, it's like, you know, most people, you know, they consider it that or something. You know, I get that all the time, you know, but just so,
sorry.
So we can be clear. No, you don't even have to apologize, because I understand. But my character in 11th hour, I play the character Kadima. And actually the word Kadima means forward with. So anything that I'm going to be talking about is like I'm trying to move forward. We understand what the problem is, but I'm here to help you move forward. So I'm a kind of individual where I sit back, I observe, I watch, I listen. I don't really say much because I'm always listening. I'm always soaking in the environment, the atmosphere. When I meet people, I'm always looking at their countenance, feeling their energy. And that's, you know, and just kind of, you know, talking to them, it's just adding to me. So I'm able to get these different experiences and apply them to my life and apply it to whatever I put my all into.
That's right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
So when
and
you know,
so
go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah. So in the 11th hour, it's like when you observe my character, I'm not going to give you all the secrets or all the sneak tips. I might leave you on the cliffhanger. I don't know, but you know when you watch Kadima, just when you watch how Kadima just moves my actions. You know, sometimes I have so much body language because there's so much energy that's vibrating. I don't even have to say anything, but you know or thought or felt what I just said.
Okay.
So that's how Kadima
like
is.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was able
to just channel, you know, some of my own energy of how I just go day to day, moving, waking up, just the daily, you know, things that I do, from health to eating to listening to learning to researching to finding ways to elevate and advance in life. So that's, you know, me and Kadeema are similar in certain ways.
Yes. That's being in such a powerful production as this, is it hard not putting your real feelings out there? Like, how do you really feel about the situation that is plaguing our society today?
Well, actually, the kind of person that I am, I live by one thing, and that's truth is verifiable, and I stand
by truth.
And I look at things for what they are. However, at the same time, I choose not to get emotionally attached to certain things or certain situations, because sometimes there's things that are out of my control. And I can't do anything but just deal with them, accept it, and move on and move forward in life. So oftentimes I don't even get emotionally attached, because just that quick emotional refreshment.
On to the next.
That's all it's going to be. Just a quick emotional refreshment. And then it's like, now what do I do?
Do you feel
Go ahead.
Do you feel like this issue is something that you can just walk away from, or act like it isn't there? Or?
Well, what we have to do is, we really have to listen, and we have to watch, and we have to understand the problems at hand. We have to look at our history. We have to look at who we are as a people. We have to look at who we are as a person and find that God within ourselves, because we really have to get in tune with our Creator. We have to get in tune with the environment. We have to get in tune with all the things that allow the world to remain in harmony and at peace. We have to get to that level again, and that comes through observing conditions, coming to the correct conclusion, not just conclusions, but correct conclusions. Because if the same thing keeps happening over and over again, then obviously we are doing something wrong, and we need to find what we need to do, which is right. So
sometimes
we have to look at all the options and say, hey, well, let me try this. This didn't work. Let me try this. But we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and you can look at history and it will reveal that, and it's in an absolute. So we just have to change our ideas, get a new perspective, and really observe things. Look at the times. Look how generations are changing. The food supply is changing. The food and the water supply is worse than before when I was growing up, when you weren't growing up. Everything is changing. The world is constantly changing, but it's advancing technologically, but it's advancing into wickedness. Just because it's advancing doesn't mean that it's progressing, because it can be advancing to evilness and wickedness. Trees are getting cut down. Animals are being killed. Water is getting shut off in people's apartment homes. Senior citizens not receiving benefits. Jobs are not paying. This thing is going like this all throughout the world at this moment.
And it seems like, you know, if you don't change you, then how do you expect anything else to change? And then, you know, we got to stop blaming people and be more responsible also, not giving anyone an excuse, because wrong is wrong and right is right. But we need to be more receptive to change and within ourselves. And if we don't change what we do, how we carry ourselves, they would never look at us any different than what they looked at us in the 1800s or 1900s. You know, it's never going to change until we change within ourselves. And talking to someone who understands that.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you as well for even recognizing and noticing that, because at the end of the day, change is still unavoidable. People don't really understand that, because when it's like when you should change for the good, it's like that's hard for you to do, when it used to be easy for you to do, because that's all you knew how to do was good. But now oftentimes people wait until the last minute or until something drastic happens in their lives or someone around them lives, and they say, okay, now I'm going to change. But at that moment, it might be too late. You have to
change right
now. And not saying you have to change overnight, but you have to say, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want to start living right. I want to be honest. I want to be truth-bearing, truth-centered, all of those things. Mm-hmm. But you still have to work on it continuously, because you're never going to get to a point where you're just, no. You have to continue elevating, continue evolving, and continue rising higher and higher. There is no limit to righteous creativity. It's endless.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I'm so glad that the independent industry is really full of God's people. And people really don't know that. But, like, everybody I've been around in the industry, they believe and love God so much. And I've heard so many testimonials, like, you know, people stepping out on faith. And this is a people think, like, television, movies, and plays, it's money. It used to be back then. But now people are seriously stepping out on faith. And the industry isn't the same. It's not feeding you like it once did. You have to work twice as hard because of the bootleggers. So, I mean, I just want to give you respect, you know, for your craft, you know what I mean, and your heart, because your heart is within God's, and that's beautiful to me. Because everyone I've met, I'm serious, I've met some dirty people but still claim God. But, I mean, in this industry, like, they claim God, but they be so dirty. They try to think, you know, get your money or get you to make a whole movie for free. But at the end of the day, like, everybody I've been around, they love God. They're so self-centered within God. And it's beautiful. I love to be around people
And it has to be like that. Because once you get to that mentality, like, okay, I'm aligning with my purpose, and this is what and this is my lifestyle, then you will start to see and to a realization about that God or that goddess that's within you. And
once
it gets to that point, then, I mean, you're going to be shining and radiating so much. Your energy is going to be at the highest level. You're going to be able to impact people wherever you are.
And I love that.
By you being yourself.
That's right. I truly do. I mean, the gift of laughter is the most powerful thing anyone can ever do. You never know how a person feels. And you make them laugh or give them a different insight on life. That's beautiful to me. You're touching the soul. And I thank God for that gift. I want to can you please give anyone that's listening your information as far as how they can see your other stuff you have going on, or, you know, get in touch with you for a project? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Well, just real quick, not only am I don't know if Miss Angela Carswell mentioned to you, but I'm also not only am I a hip-hop spoken word artist, I'm also an actor, a writer. I'm a certified holistic nutritionist, a vegan personal chef, and I also do photography and directing as well. So I have all that on the agenda. So if anyone wants to get in contact with me, they can go to www.nazar.com, and Nazar is spelled NEHZAHR. That's Nazar.com. You can also go to Instagram, and it's going to be @Nazar. If you want to send me an email, it's healing1enhancing2, and that's the number one, the number two, healing1enhancing2@gmail.com. I'm definitely open for collaborations. I'm going to be speaking at a school this Monday, Moores Middle School in Gwinnett County, for a health fair. So that's always a blessing to be able to come before children and family. So that's awesome. So if you're out that way, definitely come check that out. So I'm just ready, open for collaborations, anything like that that's going to uplift and inspire our people to do great and help our generation, you know, keep set the standard higher for the next generation so they can outdo that.
That's awesome. I mean, just speaking to you, I hear the God in you. You know what I mean? Like, it's different when a person sees the God, but I hear the God in you. I think what you do is beautiful, and I think you have so much on your plate that you're expanded in all kind of directions, but it's all going up. You know, it's all going forward. It's all going, you know, straight to the stars, and I love it. I love your energy, and that's amazing to me.
You,
I think Miss Angela couldn't have made a better choice than to have you on her team. And I just want to thank you guys for blessing me with you guys' time. Could you please tell my listeners or whoever may come across this on the 21 stations I podcast on more, just more where they could come see the show and find more information on the show?
Yes, they can.
Or Ms. Carswell or...
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you, Ms. R. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Okay, so you wanted information about how
awesome,
they can find
dude.
Out more about the show.
Yeah,
isn't
yes,
it awesome?
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I love
oh,
his
yeah.
energy. I love it.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you do. I'm so glad you do. Yeah,
yes,
I appreciate that.
I would love to work with him. Well, I would love to work with you guys one day. I really
oh, that's
would
already
love
happening.
To. And I have some spoken word information that I'm going to give Nazar, and I'll give it to him after the show. It's about a competition coming up. Well, not more of a competition, just a performance. It's like a variety show that I know would be blessed to have him on. Okay. So
oh, that'll be
now,
awesome. I think he'd love that.
Okay. And I just want to know more. I want these guys to know where to find it. And again, you guys, I'm going to be in the building Saturday. So if you want to come out and meet me, that'll be great too. But I really need for you to come out and see this play. Everybody is, you know, throwing their fists up and saying what they should do. Then make an effort and a step to support someone who's being so daring with this production. And again, Ms. Carswell, the floor is yours. You have 2 minutes, and I just need to know where they can, you know, more information about the show.
Okay, perfect. We are the 11th hour. So if you want to go out to our website, everything is out there. It's www.the11th, which is 11th hour.us. Again, that's www.the11thhour.us. You can also find us on Facebook as The 11th Hour Theatrical Production. You can find us on Instagram at The 11th Hour Stage Play. And you can find us on Twitter at The 11th Hour. You can contact me directly if you have any specific questions. Our phone number is 678-306-3616. Again, my name is Angela Carswell. I'm the director and playwright. And all of our cast, bios, partnerships, and everything are all listed on the website. Please come see us on Saturday night. That's January 17th at 6 p.m. at Ben Hill United Methodist Church. That's at 2099 Fairburn Road. That's over in the Ben Hill community. Again, 2099 Fairburn Road. It's $10 for a donation, suggested donation, and we intend to pack out the house. So please come as early as possible. Doors open at 5 p.m. And I'm so, so honored and excited that you would help us promote this.
Oh, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I really was hoping that I could do more, but I never heard back, so I didn't know, because I knew you had so many things going on in the premiere of your new show. Could you tell them about that right quick?
Sure, absolutely. We have a new radio program called Good Good Radio. That's powered by the D-Hill Radio program. That's a special associated with the D-Hill Radio show. We're on every second Saturday on Love 860 at 7 p.m. And we have rotating hosts, but our constant host is Knotts, hip-hop artist Knotts. Most people are familiar with his work. I'm kind of working behind the scenes. I'm kind of taking off my host hat and giving other people an opportunity to shine. But it's all about good people, good events, good causes, and good things. Just it's all about the greater good, which is why it's called Good Good Radio. And you'll be highly entertained.
Awesome. And you never know. You might hear Selena speak there one day. So just check out Good Good Radio. I mean,